This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. It is Thursday, August 25th, and coming up on today's show, a recap of the 13U American Elite Baseball Championship, an update on the 2016 Women's National Team, and an exciting news update from our Sports Development Department. First, let's see what's leading off. Six new modules have been added to USA Baseball's online education center at usabaseball.education. Learn infield basics from Hall of Famer Barry Larkin, base running fundamentals from Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, who is potentially one of the most famous stolen bases of all time as a member of the 2004 Boston Red Sox, and many more. You can take one now of the 11 free courses on usabaseball.education. It's a wide variety of topics, everything from pitching to base running, hitting, outfield, anything for a player, coach, parent, or umpire. If you love the game of baseball, there is something for you on usabaseball.education, and it's all completely free. In addition to these modules, the Sports Development Department has added another great feature. Michael Kadire, 1996 and 97 18U National Team alumni and a 15-year MLB veteran, will be answering your questions in Kadire's Corner. You can submit your questions for Kadire on Twitter using the hashtag USABMailbag. There are just two national teams left to compete in 2016. The 18U National Team will begin trials in late September, and the Women's National Team, who is currently in the trials process now in Fullerton, California. There are a lot of familiar faces at trials for the Women's National Team. Malaika Underwood is looking to make her 8th Women's National Team appearance. Tamara Holmes and Anna Kimbrell, their 7th. Stacey Piagno and Samantha Cobb each looking for their 5th, and Jade Gortarez and Kelsey Whitmore are aiming for their 3rd consecutive summers on the women's national team. 4 newcomers from the 2015 gold medal winning women's national team are also making a return trip: Eliza Demers, Alex Fulmer, Veronica Gajownik, and Nicole Rivera. So there's plenty of veteran leadership at the WNT trials for the new players to learn from as they try to break through and make their first women's national team. In Game 1 of Trials, Brittany Gomez stole the show at the plate. She's a 2015 Women's National Team Trials invitee, and Gomez went 3-for-3 with a double, a triple, 2 RBIs, and a run scored batting leadoff for the Stripes to make a great first impression. Megan Baltzell, who made trials through the 2016 Women's National Open, went 2-for-3 in the 3-hole for the Stripes with a pair of doubles, an RBI, and a run scored. Baltzell also threw 2 innings and allowed just 3 hits and a run, striking out 2 Stars batters. For the Stars, Bryn Baca went a perfect 2-for-2 at the plate with 2 doubles and a pair of runs scored. Jessica Iwata, another first-timer along with Baca, also went 2-for-2 with a double, an RBI, and a run. Stripes took the victory in the first game of trials, 5-4. In Game 2, Stars pitching helped keep Stripes scoreless through 6 innings. Alex Fulmer, Stacey Piagno, and newcomer Jenna Greenwald each threw 2 shutout innings and struck out a pair of batters each. Fulmer and catcher Homa Shafi each added an RBI single, and the Stars were up 2-0 for most of the game. For the Stripes, it was a mostly quiet day at the plate until the 7th and final inning. They tallied just 4 total hits on the day, but 3 came in the 7th. Brittany Duncan doubled, then scored on a Brittany Gomez RBI single. Gomez then stole 2nd and scored on a Montserrat Sandoval RBI single to tie the game, and the game ended in a 2-2 tie. Today, the final game of Women's National Team Trials will be played 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern. You can follow at USA Baseball WNT on Twitter for live updates, and after the game, you'll find out which 20 players will be selected to play for the 2016 Women's National Team. The final 20 will compete in the WBSC Women's Baseball World Cup in Gijang, South Korea from September 3rd through 11th. We're going to take a quick break, but up next, we'll look at the results from this year's American Elite Baseball Championship. You're listening to our Pastimes Podcast. There's only one way to get the exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. We're back on our Pastimes podcast presented by USA Baseball. This time of year at the National Training Complex is when the National Team Identification Series is in full swing. The NTIS has seen players trying out for their 11U, 13U, 14U, 16U, and 17U regional teams all spring and summer long, and in August, the players who make these 16 regional teams come to Cary, North Carolina for each age group and play for a chance to be selected for a National Team Trials or National Team Development Program opportunity in 2017. The first age group that came to Cary this year was 13U, which is the most unique opportunity for these players at the NTIS because it's the only championship-style tournament of the five. The American Elite Baseball Championship pits 15 regions and an RBI team that's reviving baseball in inner cities against one another in 5 days of competitive baseball, ending with one region that stands above the rest as 13U AEBC champions. This year, Team Southeast came away victorious after an incredibly impressive 5 undefeated games. They outscored their opponents 44-9 and never allowed more than 3 runs to cross the plate in a single game. Easton Hood led the team in hitting, going 11-for-17 with 7 RBIs and a pair of doubles over the course of the week. Brady House was the largest run contributor on the team, going 9-for-13 with 3 extra base hits, 6 RBIs, and 9 runs scored. That's 15 runs, one-third of his team's run output in one way or another. He also pitched 4 1/3 innings, allowing just 2 hits and 1 earned run. Elijah Williams was another standout on the mound for Southeast. He didn't give up any runs on just 2 hits and struck out 8 batters in 5 1/3 innings of work. And Josh Hartle threw 5 2/3 shutout innings in the championship game for Southeast, allowing just 2 hits and striking out 6 batters to give his team the 6-1 victory over NorCal. The participants of the 13U American Elite Baseball Championship, in addition to the rest of the NTIS age group participants, will find out if they have been selected for a 2017 USA Baseball National Team Trials or National Team Development Program opportunity on Monday, September 12th at 7 p.m. I will be hosting the NTIS selection show on usabaseball.com, which will provide the announcement of the players who will be on the 2017 National Team Trials rosters or National Team Development programs. We'll close out today's show right after this. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. That'll do it for us today on our Pastimes podcast. This weekend is the final NTIS. It's the 11U and 14U age groups, and it'll be the final weekend of USA Baseball activity at the National Training Complex for the summer of 2016. But we will still have national team action for you all the way through September and into October, with the women's team getting ready to head overseas in early September, and the 18U national team getting set to begin their trials in late September. Thank you all very much for listening. I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.